CliffCentral.com. All right, I want to welcome Theo Baloyi on. Theo is the founder of Batu Shoes, and we're going to talk to him about his business. This is part of a discussion that we've launched with Ozow, you know, O-Z-O-W. They are the payment platform. You can find out more about them, and you can make online payments using Ozow by going to O-Z-O-W on your Google search, and you'll find all of their information, or you can just follow the links on cliffcentral.com. But we know that this has been a hell of a year for running a business. And marketing budgets have been slashed, less exposure for really great businesses. Ozow wants to help you and your business get back in the game. It is your business, but to Ozow, it is their business too. We kicked off hashtag somebody's business here on cliffcentral.com last week. We've highlighted some great businesses around us. And next up in the series is Theo Baloyi. He's of Batu Shoes, a local sneaker brand that is taking social media by storm. So welcome, Theo. How are you, dude?
Good evening, Gareth.
Good, man. Listen, first of all, I love your shoes. They're awesome. I looked at them just yesterday. And, I mean, I've seen a couple of ads here and there, but it's pretty hard to break into a market which is so obviously dominated by massive players. Congratulations for doing that. How's it going?
Thank you. Not too bad, man. I think, you know, when we started, our vision was very clear that we want to build a shoe brand that Africans can proudly affiliate with, you know. And I think the South African market has been waiting for that, you know. It's been, I think, many decades now that we've been consuming sneakers, you know, but without knowing the story, you know, what exactly are we buying? So when we started in 2015, we wanted to start, you know, we had a vision to start a shoe brand that Africans can proudly affiliate with. And the word bar to in South African township slang means shoe. You know, are we always refer to any type of a shoe as Ipatu? So I think people have been waiting for that, you know, for a proudly African sneaker brand.
It's amazing. You're actually an accountant by trade and profession, but you decided to start your sneaker business. Is this true from your uncle's back room in Alex?
Yeah, so an accountant by profession. I had the privilege to obviously get a bursary and, you know, complete or graduate in record time and work for a great firm, a PricewaterhouseCoopers, you know, 2 years in South Africa and 3 years in the Middle East, and also had an opportunity to work abroad. I was based in Dubai for 3 years. However, you know, in my travels, I realized I'm a sneakerhead myself. I used to buy a lot of sneakers. So this is
we're going to get into that for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I just decided to quit my job and then, you know, relocate back to South Africa, you know, and start a sneaker brand.
It's amazing. So let's talk about sneakerheads at the moment, because I'm one of those too. I know Gord is. We just love. I spend way too much money on sneakers. And I have some of them that I've worn maybe two or three times because I'm trying to keep them in really good shape. But others,
do you have any that are just incredibly uncomfortable despite looking amazing and they're more ornaments you keep than can actually wear?
Yes.
I've got a pair of Adidas shell toes, Predator editions, and they're made of hard plastic. You cannot wear them unless you're a C-3PO. But they're so beautiful. I wore them once to work, took them off after an hour, worked with my socks on for the rest of the day, and I tried to wear them one other time, and it's just human feet can't actually use these. But they're so beautiful, I don't care.
So tell us what's different about your sneakers.
Yeah.
I think number one, you know, we are a proudly South African brand, you know, meaning that we locally produce, we locally source. So, I mean, everything else from means of production happens from here. And we're not just a sneaker brand that just, you know, reads us. So we actually own the end-to-end value chain, you know, even though that we outsource our factory. But from the means of production to how we warehouse to how we distribute, we only sell at our own retail stores. Mm-hmm. But not only that, you know, we are very innovative in terms of, you know, our sneakers. So if you look at our flagship design, the mesh edition, is made out of mesh material, meaning that, you know, you can actually see through, you know, your socks. And also we've got colorful colors on our soles as well, you know. So ideally, when we did the mesh edition, we wanted to build a shoe that breathes, you know, that has some ventilation and that blows air into your feet. So and I think that makes us different, because oftentimes in sneaker manufacturing or in footwear manufacturing, mesh material is used as a component of a shoe. So it's either on the top, on the side, or at the back. So we had a vision of building the entire shoe or the entire mesh edition with the mesh material, you know.
Amazing.
So that when you Yeah, so when you're wearing your colorful socks, you can actually see through, you know, the socks, and you also have some ventilation, you know. So I think that was very innovative and very creative of our product offering, because even when we started, we didn't just want to be a brand that started from Alex, you know, Paulo South African, but we wanted to be different in terms of our product offering, and I think the mesh edition caters for
that. Dude, I love the I also love the colors that you got going on there. I mean, you've got the you talk about the mesh edition. There's a blue one that I'm looking at the moment, which is amazing. It's got like little stripes of red in it. It's got little bits of white, but it's a beautiful sort of royal blue shoe. And then there's the gray one, which you've got.
What am I Googling here, GC?
Batu shoes, B-A-T-H-U, B-A-T-H-U shoes. You'll see what we mean.
Cool.
Amazing, amazing stuff. There's some gorgeous colors here, dude. So how's business been?
Those are proper.
How's business been in 2020?
Look, we were on a very, so we embarked, we had a very a huge expansion plan for the year to open about 7 retail stores, to employ about 100 more people. Mm-hmm. We just occupied a 3,700 square meter warehouse, headquarters in St. John. And just at the beginning of 2020, you know, we just opened our sixth store in Kimberley, and then lockdown hit, you know. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I think that was a blessing in disguise in the sense that it has given us an opportunity to, like, press reset button and really reconfigure our business model and our offering as well. And you know, when we moved to level 3, we just continued with the expansion plan. To date, we actually, instead of 7 stores, we actually opened about 10 more stores. So we currently have about 16 retail stores. We don't only employ 100 people, but we employ about 163 people.
Jeez, so well, it's been done. A blessing in disguise. And you got to do that during this year of all years, where people have been struggling.
Yeah, we did that this year, you know, quite ironic, because also it has given us an opportunity to, like, sort of integrate our e-commerce platform and, you know, our brick and mortar stores and really, you know, reconfigure our brand promise and who we are. So I'm saying it's a blessing in disguise in the sense that, you know, throughout the entire lockdown period, we really had to go back to who we are, our vision, our values, and then how do we really make sure that, you know, we continue pressing on, you know.
So, bro, I've got a real, real problem with not presently owning a pair of Moja X Valentine White and Mamba Green. I'm not going to be okay. Those are so dope, dude. And you managed to manufacture these at competitive pricing, because I know even your Nikes and all of that, I read Shoe Dog, and what I got from that, a big part of the process of establishing Nike was finding countries to outsource cost effectively without breaking too many human rights laws. You're selling these for $1,500. That's pretty standard for a pair of cool sneakers. How are you managing to beat the sweatshop's value proposition?
So a big part of our story, and I think a big part of our success, is that when we started, I did about 18 months of research and development, proof of concept, and really, really, because I'm an accountant by trade. So, you know, I've never been in retail before. So I really had to go, you know, heavy and very deep in my research as to how do I really put, you know, a healthy, competitive, you know, sneaker brand, you know, and really compete with these big brands. So I had to really put my mechanics together, my costing together, and make sure that not only that, you know, that we produce high quality brand and products. So we did about 21 samples with our mesh edition, you know, mainly because, you know, sample number 5, sample number 8, sample number 11 was not of the quality that we wanted to do. So there was a lot of work in terms of getting the product right and at the right, you know, cost as well. You know? And obviously, being an accountant, I had to get my forecast and my costing together.
Yeah, but being an accountant is kind of one thing. Like, you obviously producing at smaller volumes than your Nikes and your Adidas's. You're doing it at competitive price, and the shoes look dope as hell. And I'm sure they've got some accountants as well. So you must have found some pretty nifty ways around some pretty serious challenges.
I love this. Listen, Theo, congratulations, dude. I'm going to be buying a pair of these for Christmas holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would seriously encourage anyone who cares about sneakers to go to batu.co.za and look up the Moja X Valentine White, and also have a look at them in Mamba Green, because thinking of buying me a Christmas present. I'm a UK 10.
Right. You see what happened there? I said I'll buy myself some. Gord is like angling for someone else to buy them for him. All right, Theo, thank you so much, dude. It's well done to you. This is a terrific business. It's one of those stories which I just love hearing, because it's success piled on success. And may you have a great 2021. Thanks for telling us your story.
Yeah,
thank you.
Those are dope.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, bro. Very good. If you want to be like Theo, you want to stand a chance to be one of six companies to get 10 minutes on the show, really to tell your story and to tell us about your product or your service, because we know that it's been a tough year for many businesses, and many businesses have not had the greatest balance sheet. If you'd like to get some free exposure, get some free advertising effectively, Ozo and Cliff Central are going to make that possible over the course of the next year. I think we've got three more slots, and you can get in there by telling us why your business deserves to be highlighted on social media. Use the hashtag somebody's business. And if you'd like to tell us the whole story, then you can go to contact@cliffcentral.com. That's contact@cliffcentral.com. Send us an email and we will notify you if you're a finalist directly with more info. You can also post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Use the hashtag somebody's business. And a big thank you to Ozo, OZOW, for making this possible for some really great businesses. I didn't know about Theo's business until...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a really cool thing of Ozo and you guys to do, because I wasn't playing like be nice to the guest. I'm legitimately going to buy a pair of those. I'd never heard of them before. Did not know Batu was a thing. Had never heard of the Valentine X, the Moja X Valentine White and Mamba Green. And I will, the next time I have, the next time I buy a pair of sneakers, I'm going to buy a pair of those. And I wouldn't have heard of them otherwise. They're seriously, seriously cool. If you like sneakers, go look at them. They're dope. CliffCentral.com.